This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon up at Columbia University, where the fallout continues over last summer's campus protests. Today we learned the school has disciplined more than 70 students over the protests that took over the Butler Library on two occasions. And the punishment isn't light, folks. We're talking multi-year suspensions, part of the reforms in light of the Trump administration's withholding of millions of dollars in federal grants. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley starting us off.
Columbia University suspending more than 70 students that were involved in pro-Palestinian protests. You may remember the protests involved them taking over Butler Library earlier this year and Alumni Weekend last spring. Many of the students received two-year suspensions or expulsions. Those came from the university's provost's office. This also comes as Columbia is facing major pressure from the feds, as $400 million in federal funding is being held up. But as a result, the students involved in these sort of demonstrations are paying the price. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, Columbia and the Trump administration have been trying to work out a deal to restore that $400 mil in funding. Elsewhere, the rental apartment giant A&E Real Estate getting the business from some residents here in the city who say the company has just abandoned them, claiming the buildings are in desperate need of repair with everything from elevators to hot water. Well, today, there's a statement from the company. Marla Diamond on that.
Tenants of these largely rent-stabilized buildings have sued real estate giant A&E. Nathan Harding said the elevators have been out for months. Last summer, an older man died.
I would hear him struggling to breathe to go up and down the stairs. That was the turning point.
City Councilman Shekhar Krishnan said the property manager has ignored complaints and violations issued by the city.
200 violations, 33 Class C violations, which are immediately hazardous, requiring them to be fixed in 24 hours.
A spokesperson for A&E said they understand residents' frustrations and are working hard on elevator repair. Pairs with a $1 million investment on building upgrades. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
In Crown Heights, a little one is hospitalized at this hour after being struck by a car today in Crown Heights. The 8-year-old was at 881 Eastern Parkway about 9 o'clock when the accident happened right there at Albany Avenue. The child taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No word on whether the driver stayed at the scene or not. We assume the person did, or the cops would have given us a license plate or, you know, description or something. The investigation is ongoing. Hey, school's out, everybody, for everybody. So be careful, folks. There are some summer school programs and special activities still going on. So look out for those babies during your commute, all right? All right. Mayor Adams announcing today an initial $21 million infusion into an ambitious after-school program that'll add thousands of new seats across 40 schools this fall.
5,000 K through 5 kids at 40 new schools will have after-school programs this fall. Youth and Community Development Commissioner Keith Howard says here's how they decided which schools to add.
Disabilities, income level, young people with English learning issues.
They also looked at neighborhood crime levels. Mayor Adams says this investment is not just about the kids.
Many of our parents, particularly women, must leave their employment because of child care issue, and we know that.
The goal is free after school for 20,000 more K through 5 kids by fall 2027. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The family of that poor guy sucked into an MRI machine the other day, raising money for his funeral now. Keith McAllister was helping his wife in an MRI room. This is at the Nassau Open MRI in Westbury last week. You remember the story. Well, he was pulled into the machine. His family says the technician led him into the room without realizing he was wearing a large metal chain around his neck. Oh, boy. The powerful magnets pulled him in. He later died. They say he had several heart attacks. Well, the family wrote about it on GoFundMe, and they've so far raised more than $8,000 of an $11,000 goal. The family pointed out several reports had said that he entered the room without approval, that he just went in. But no, they say he was allowed inside, but the tech didn't know that he was wearing a metal chain around his neck. Back here, Columbia University handing out punishment today to some 70 students who took part in a pair of campus-based protests last year. The punishment, considering these are folks who paid a good chunk of change for a four-year degree, might be considered harsh. Listen to this.
More than 70 Columbia University students have been suspended for the roles they played in the protests when they took over Butler Library and disrupted alumni weekend. Columbia's provost office is stepping up, saying this is part of the university's new set of disciplinary reforms. This all comes, too, as the federal government is withholding $400 million in grants, citing their concerns over Columbia handled the protest. The Trump administration and Columbia are currently trying to work out a deal to restore the funding. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also today in Midtown, they say the guy hit several cars, including the wrong one, a police cruiser. Now he's under arrest. Apparently, a driver whose car was struck in front of 300 Park Avenue flagged down the police. And when they went to stop the guy, he allegedly collided with the police cruiser and just kept on going and going and going. Like, who's driving this thing? The Energizer Bunny or what? Anyway, they say the guy fled and crashed into another car at 5th Avenue and East 59th up the street from the Apple store there. It continued on to East 50th and Lex, where police were able to nab the guy and take him into custody. They're questioning him up at Midtown North while he searches the web for a mechanic to fix the brakes on his car. I guess that's what went on. Who knows? Anyway, help is on the way to folks in Far Rock to help get around. The MTA announcing a pilot today for enhanced and expanded bus service. It'll run through January of next year on the QM 16 and 17. It'll run through March of next year on the QM 15. It's designed to address long-standing transit gaps for folks who live on the Rock, offering more flexible travel options during off-peak hours and on the weekends.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.